Dobrý den, dámy a pánové, vítám vás na půdě Ministerstva zahraničních věcí České republiky po bilaterálním jednání mezi českým ministrem zahraničních věcí panem Janem Kohoutem a ministrem zahraničních věcí a mezinárodní spolupráce Botswany panem Phandu Skelemanem. Na úvod bych poprosila oba pány ministry a poprosila bych nejprve pana ministra Kohouta o úvodní slovo.
Děkuji za slovo. Já jsem opravdu rád, že se uskutečnila tato návštěva mého botswanského protějšku, pana Skelemanina v České republice. Je to na pozvání mého předchůdce, pana Schwarzenberga. A smyslem této cesty je rozvoj vzájemných bilaterálních vztahů. My považujeme Botswanu za zemi, která je nám velmi blízká, ne ve smyslu geografickém, ale ve smyslu uvažování o jak regionálních, tak i mezinárodních otázkách i z pohledu demokratického vývoje v našich společnostech. Máme velmi úzkou a dobrou spolupráci na mezinárodním poli, především v OSN a Radě pro lidská práva. A my bychom rádi, aby tyto vztahy, které jsou dobré politicky, aby měly svůj reflexy a odrazy růstu vzájemné ekonomické spolupráce. Diskutovali jsme různé možnosti a různé sektory, v kterých bychom mohli a chtěli rozvíjet ekonomickou spolupráci, ať už je to těžební průmysl, či energetika, či infrastrukturní projekty. Jsem velice rád, že na tuto návštěvu bude navazovat setkání dnes večer a hlavně v únoru či březnu příštího roku setkání podnikatelů, kteří budou více zkoumat a detailně hledat možné projekty vzájemné spolupráce. V průběhu toho dnešního jednání jsme se samozřejmě bavili o některých mezinárodních otázkách a pohledu na ně. Nás zajímala situace samozřejmě v regionu Jižní Afriky, především po výsledku voleb v Zimbabwe a pohled Botswany a pana ministra na ně. Jeho zajímala náš pohled na situaci na Blízkém východě a na smlouvu s Iránem. Já považuji tyto jednání za velice užitečná a hlavně od nich očekávám, že do budoucna budou sloužit sobě ten startér užší ekonomické, ale nejen ekonomické, ale byli bychom rádi, kdyby i kulturní a turistické spolupráce. Děkuji.
Nyní bych poprosila jeho excelenci, pana ministra Skelemaniho, také úvodní slovo.
Thank you very much. When we arrived yesterday, I was a little apprehensive about the weather. As you know, you can't blame anybody one way or the other, but I think the arrangement so far has been superb. The weather you can see for yourself is good. The arrangements have been just as super, very good. We feel very welcome. Starting yesterday with the opera, which we enjoyed very much. For the first time, I thought, now we go to an opera where they also have interpretation. So you can tell what the story is, even if you don't understand the language. I thought that was super. Our visit, of course, as the Honourable Minister has said, is meant to fulfill a long outstanding engagement. We had promised to come to the Czech Republic to visit Prague, and for a number of reasons we couldn't make it, but, you know, as they say, we've made it. Never too late. A number of issues we have discussed, but I think, as the Honourable Minister said, you got to understand that fundamentally we share the same values. Maybe at the bottom of Africa and you in the middle of Europe, but the same basic human values. That's what brings us so much close together. There's a little piece of document, many countries is called the constitution, which tells the country how you will behave. Which tells the country that whether you like it or not, the power rests with the people. And you must go and consult them ever so often. Here I understand we have 4 years for some, 6 years for some senators, but you follow the constitution and it will determine who runs the government and on what basis. That I'm a great believer in, and I see that the Czech Republic does exactly that. The human rights, I think we are on all fours. Totally agreed. That there is no system of government that you can run and hope to run successfully where you ignore the rights of the people. Not just your citizen, everybody who comes within your territory to be guaranteed that right. And we have done it here in the Czech Republic. That's just to demonstrate the values of how close we are. And it's therefore no wonder that at the UN, in Geneva, with the UPRs, we see things the same way, eye to eye, and therefore tend to support each other. And when it comes to who should sit on the Human Rights Council, can you have any doubt as to whether the Czech Republic and Botswana should not share the platform there? We should, and we are going to. We will support each other and make sure that our voice is heard, because we know what we stand for. Bilaterally, there are many areas, I think, where we can cooperate. As I said yesterday, we introduced to the opera built and rebuilt after the burning by the people themselves. We've got something to share with you, and we can. We call it traditional dancing. Our neighbors may fool you by producing something which they say it's traditional. Not until you come to Botswana will you know what tradition means. But really, when governments have come together, it is for the purpose of allowing the ordinary citizen to then interact and do business. As you know, oh no, maybe I'm mistaken. My own belief is that government has no business being in business. Basically, you establish the rules, you let the private sector take over and run. They know business. I think as government we are entitled to tax them and get the money and then redistribute and we stop there. We want to arrange for the business leaders of our countries to meet to see how they can cooperate. And I think in the early in the new year, in February, thereabouts, the visits should start. We also think that because here in the Czech Republic, you are so good at producing machinery, all types of businesses. And we have been endowed by the good Lord with minerals, some of which need digging from the ground. We could use this machinery for digging and even for making sure that we can export the minerals overseas through railways which are to be built, and seaports in Namibia and in Mozambique. There is a lot actually that can be done and that should be done between Botswana and the Czech Republic. And I think once we have cleared the political side, the rest of the people, as long as they know you are not going to overtax them, they should be happy to come. And it's our business to make sure that if there's double taxation, we kill it. If there should be protection of investments, we make sure that people should feel safe, that when they come to Botswana, their investment is protected. And that, as I told the minister, we will make sure that that will be done. And usually, minister, the members of the fourth estate have got their own questions, because you talk and you think that you are covering the thing, and yet they have questions of their own. I'll be open to that. Thank you very much.
Děkuji oběma pánům ministrům a zeptám se, jeli otázka strany novinářů. Není. Není. Já tedy děkuji a přeju všem hezký zbytek odpoledne.